श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 9 वर्स 16 टू 19 डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ गॉड्स ग्लोरीज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ इफेक्ट एंड कॉज। Chapter 9, verse 16, 17, and 18. Aham krutraham yajnaha swadaha maham aushadam mantro hamaham evajam aham agnir aham hutam pitaha masya jagataha mata dhata pita mahaha vedyam pavitram omkara ruk sama yajur evacha गतिर भारता प्रभु साक्षी निवासः शरणं सुहृत प्रभवः प्रलयः स्थानं निधानं बीजमव्ययम् आई एम वैदिक रिचुअल आई एम द सैक्रिफाइस आई एम ऑफरिंग टू द एंसेस्टर्स आई एम मेडिसिनल हर्ब आई एम सेक्रेड मंत्रः आई एम द क्लैरिफाइड बटर आई एम द सेक्रेड फायर I am the act of offering oblation into the fire. I am the father, the mother, the sustainer, the grandfather of the world, the one to be known, the purifier, the sacred syllable Om, and the three Vedas, Ruk, Sama, and Yajur. I am the supreme goal, the supporter, the Lord, the witness, the abode, the final refuge, the friend, the origin and dissolution, the resting place, the treasure house and the imperishable seed of the entire universe. Comment. Looking at the above verses, the aspirant should firmly accept that from the standpoint of cause-effect, gross subtle, whatever is seen, heard, understood, and believed, all that is God only. Chapter 9, verse 19. Tapamya hamaham varsham, nigrahani utsrujami cha, amritam chaiva mrityushcha, sadasachaham Arjuna. O Arjuna, for the welfare of the world, I radiate heat as the sun. I withhold as well as send forth the rain. I am immortality as well as death. I am both being and non-being, sentient and insentient. Comment. Whatever comes in sight, in hearing, in reading, or in imagination, and whatever is seen, heard, read, or thought by body, senses, mind, intellect, ego, all that is asat, or unreal, or apara prakriti. But who sees, hears, thinks, knows, believes, that is sat, real, or para prakriti. The Lord is saying, I am sat also and asat. The food offered to God becomes prasad or blessed food. The offering includes both sweet food items such as rasagula and gulab jamuna. Both are sweet foods. And bitter vegetable preparations such as karela, bitter gourd, and methi. Similarly, the Lord as sun withholds water and then sends forth rain. These two opposite activities, that is, withholding and sending back, are performed by God. Sadasachaham, I am both being and non-beings. In this there is no viveka, wisdom of discrimination, but it is the vishvasa, belief. Vishvasa is superior to viveka because viveka works where one thinks about both sat and asat, But when there is no asat, then what the viveka can do? In viveka there is division of sat and asat, but in vishvasa there is no division at all. In vishvasa it is sat and sat only. In other words, it is God and God only. In the discipline of knowledge, there is predominance of discrimination, so there is dvaita or dualism, while in the discipline of devotion, there is predominance of belief in God. It is advaita, non-dualism. It means that since in devotion there is absence of two existences, it means that advaita is in the path of devotion only. In the discipline of knowledge, an aspirant negates the unreal. By negation, the entity of the unreal can persist for a long time. The more importance an aspirant lays on the negation of the unreal, the more the assumption of the unreal entity is strengthened. Therefore, to negate the unreal is not so good as is being indifferent to it. Better than indifference is the notion, everything is God. Hence, a devotee neither negates the unreal nor is indifferent to it, but he beholds God in all, the real and the unreal. Along with his own self and the world, whatever is seen is a form of God only, and whatever actions are seen, that is God's leela, sport or past times. There is nothing besides God and his leela. Someone is born, someone dies, someone got married, someone got children, someone got sick, someone got well, someone got respect, someone got insulted, someone gained, someone lost, someone got wealthy, someone got poor. All this is Lord's leela. Creation and dissolution are also God's leela, and the new creation and final dissolution are also his leela only. Sometimes he does Satya Yuga Leela, other times he does Treta Yuga Leela, other times he does Dwapara Yuga Leela, and the other times he does Kali Yuga or Iron Age Leela. In this way, the aspirant remains always happy witnessing his Leela. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.